It was inevitable that the years of intense intellectual effort coupled with his bachelor lifestyle would take their toll. In February 1917, aged only 38, Einstein collapsed with intense stomach pains and the diagnosis was a liver complaint. Within 2 months, he lost 56 pounds as his health deteriorated. It was the beginning of a series of illnesses, including gallstones, a duodenal ulcer, and jaundice, that dogged him over the next few years. Plenty of rest and a strict diet were the prescribed cure. It was easier said than done, as life was transformed beyond recognition by the trials and tribulations of war. Even potatoes were a rarity by then in Berlin, and most Germans went hungry. Few actually starved to death, but malnutrition claimed lives, an estimated 88,000 in 1915. The following year, it rose to more than 120,000 as riots erupted in more than 30 German cities. It was hardly surprising as people were forced to eat bread made from ground straw instead of wheat. There was an ever-growing list of such ersatz foods. Plant husks mixed with animal hides replaced meat, and dried turnips were used to make coffee. Ash masqueraded as pepper, and people spread a mixture of soda and starch on their bread, pretending it was butter. Constant hunger made cats, rats, and horses appear tasty alternatives for Berliners. If a horse dropped dead in the street, it was swiftly butchered. They fought each other for the best pieces, their faces and clothing covered in blood, reported an eyewitness to one such incident. Real food was scarce, but still available to those who could afford to pay. Einstein was luckier than most, as he received food parcels from relatives in the South and from friends in Switzerland. Amid all the suffering, Einstein felt like a drop of oil on water, isolated by mentality and outlook on life. Yet he could not look after himself and reluctantly moved into a vacant apartment next door to Elsa's. With Mileva still unwilling to grant a divorce, Elsa finally had Einstein as near to her as propriety would allow. Nursing Albert slowly back to health gave Elsa the perfect opportunity to pressurize him into doing whatever it took to get a divorce. Einstein initially had no intention of rushing into marriage a second time, as the first felt like 10 years of prison, but eventually he relented. Mileva agreed after Einstein proposed to increase his existing payments, make her the recipient of his widow's pension, and offer her the money when he won the Nobel Prize. By 1918, having been nominated in 6 of the previous 8 years, he was a dead certainty to be awarded the prize sometime soon.